I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Pressing challenges face Turkey's ruling AK party after its win in parliamentary elections earlier this week. Christians will still be at risk, says Johan Kandalin with the World Evangelical Alliance's Religious Liberty Commission.
It's probably the best party in power for the Christian minority, because the other option would be the nationalistic party, and they are much more anti-religious and pro-nationalistic than the ruling party. So we are not choosing between good and bad, but between bad and even worse here.
Constitutionally, religious freedom is guaranteed, but not socially. Meanwhile, the HIV/AIDS pandemic continues to decimate whole generations. According to the World Health Organization, 11,000 people contract the deadly virus every day. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman says they're responding with a scripture-based curriculum called Hope for Today's Generation. It's been well-received, and Dielman says they're expanding their coverage.
Our goal is to translate it into French when the second edition is finished in early 08, and then will be available in Francophone Africa as well. So this is how we really want to address this.
And finally, a pastor, author, and former radio broadcaster has gone to be with the Lord. Ray Ortland died July 22nd at the age of 84 from pulmonary fibrosis. Two public memorial services are planned for July 27th and 28th. In an email, family members expressed their sorrow mixed with joy in announcing the homegoing of their father and hero, who most recently served with his wife Anne through Renewal Ministries, the work they founded. In lieu of flowers, gifts can be made to Renewal Ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do so safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.